Thank you, Michael. Good afternoon, everyone. Today, my topic of presentation is raw garlic consumption and lung cancer in the Chinese population. I'm sure I must have raised some eyebrows among the audience with this topic. So today, I or my study co-authors do not have any relationships to disclose about the study. Garlic is also called Allium sativum, its scientific name, and belongs to family Amaryllidaceae, same as onions and chives. And it has been used since 3000 BC in various ancient civilizations like Egyptians, Romans, and Greeks for its medicinal properties. In China, it has been in use since 2000 BC or even earlier, and it was a part of the daily diet, especially when consuming with raw meat. And it was used specifically to treat respiratory and gastric ailments, weaknesses, and depression. In traditional Chinese medicine, it is used to improve cardiovascular health and treat cancer. China is the largest producer of garlic, and in 2013, the production was 20 million tons, which is around 15 times higher than the second largest producer, which is India, and comparatively, the U.S. produces 180,000 tons of garlic. And the U.S. is the highest importer of garlic from China. So why are we interested in studying about garlic and in relation to cancer? So garlic has several bioactive compounds. Among them, the most important ones are organosulfur compounds. In raw garlic, which is uncrushed, there's an organosulfur compound called alanin, which is inactive, and when garlic is crushed, an enzyme called alanase mixes with alanin and converts it into allicin, which is unstable, and then quickly disintegrates into other more stable organosulfur compounds. So allicin and other organosulfur compounds are very important for the properties of garlic. It's interesting that allicin is also responsible for the typical garlic breath or the bad breath, which is why people avoid eating raw garlic. Now, what are the beneficial properties of garlic? It has numerous properties: antibacterial, antiprotozoal, antifungal, hypolipidemic, anti-atherosclerotic, and also there is evidence for anti-cancer properties from in vitro and animal studies. In China, lung cancer is the most common cancer in incidence and mortality, and has higher A-standardized rates compared to the world population. The unusual thing among Chinese population is among men, the prevalence for smoking is very high, and this is a map showing the incidence of lung cancer in the world. And as you can see, the North American countries and China are among the highest in incidence of lung cancer. In women, comparatively, it is still as similar to U.S. In spite of a very low smoking prevalence of 2.4% among Chinese women. So the reason for this might be that there's indoor air pollution which is implicated. And in fact, because of the high background of the indoor air pollution, the absolute incidence among women who smoke is much higher than women smokers in U.S. So, garlic and lung cancer, what evidence do we have until now? There's experimental evidence from several in vitro and in vivo studies and for the anti-cancer activity. There are very few epidemiological studies, and only two recent studies, those were conducted in Chinese population and also assessed raw garlic intake, showed an inverse association with lung cancer. So why raw garlic? What's different about raw garlic? Heating garlic drastically diminishes its anti-cancer properties, as shown in some of the experimental studies. So raw garlic definitely has more beneficial properties than heated or more processed garlics. Chinese population, as it is better suited for this kind of studies, because in China, raw garlic consumption is more popular, and there is higher variability in consumption in Chinese population than any other population in the world. So, based on that background, we have two objectives for this study. The first is to examine the association between raw garlic consumption and lung cancer in the Chinese population, And the second one is to explore potential interaction between garlic consumption and other major risk factors in association with lung cancer. So the current study was conducted in Taiwan City, which is the capital of Shaanxi province in China. And for orientation, this is where Beijing is, and this is Taiwan. The study population. Cases were recruited from Shaanxi Tumor Hospital, where about 70% of the patients went to seek cancer treatment from the city. Eligibility criteria included adults aged more than 20 years, and they were residents of Taiwan City for more than 10 years, more than or equal to 10 years. They were medically stable condition and were willing to participate. A total of 399 cases were recruited, which was about an 89% response. Controls were selected from resident list of 13 communities, and they're matched to cases according to the distribution of age and gender. And eligibility included no history of cancer or any other chronic disease in addition to those for cases. A total of 466 controls were recruited, which was an 85% response. So data collection was conducted by trained study personnel who conducted face-to-face interviews using a structured questionnaire, and information on demographics, residential and housing history, lifestyle, cooking habits, personal and family history was collected. Dietary history was collected using individual questions on specific foods and also a 96-item food frequency questionnaire. Raw garlic was assessed in terms of frequency of consumption per week, and supplement use was also assessed, which included intake of vitamins A, C, E, and beta-carotene, calcium, zinc, selenium, and multivitamins. And among the methods, we used unconditional logistic regression models to test the association between raw garlic consumption and lung cancer. After assessment of the covariates for confounding, the final multivariate model adjusted for age, sex, average household income 10 years ago, package of smoking, and indoor air pollution. Exploratory interaction analysis included interaction with smoking and indoor air pollution. Now, this is the principal results of our study. This table shows the association between raw garlic consumption and lung cancer among the categories of any consumption, less than 2 times a week, and more than or equal to 2 times a week. So we found statistically significant inverse association with any consumption of garlic, as well as if it was consumed less than 2 times a week or more than or equal to 2 times a week. So a consumption of more than or equal to 2 times a week almost reduced lung cancer risk by 50%. And this association was also statistically significant in dose response relationship. Now, this table shows the association when stratified by major risk factors. So here we see that raw garlic was protective against lung cancer in both smokers as well as in both never smokers as well as ever smokers. And here in our study, we didn't find a protective association among those not exposed to indoor air pollution, but among those exposed to indoor air pollution. However, the results of this study are limited by the small sample sizes among the strata. This is a joint FX model showing the association between raw garlic consumption and lung cancer among this major risk factors were smoking and indoor air pollution. Here on the left side of the figure, we see that compared to those who smoke and don't eat garlic or raw garlic, those who do not smoke and eat raw garlic have a much higher protective effect against lung cancer. On the right side of the figure, those who are exposed to indoor air pollution and do not eat raw garlic, compared to them, those who are not exposed to indoor air pollution and eat raw garlic have a much higher protective effect against lung cancer. So what's the results tell us? Raw garlic consumption is inversely associated with lung cancer with a significant dose response pattern. And we found that any frequency of raw garlic is inversely associated with lung cancer. This was different than the previous two studies conducted in Chinese population, where they did not find an association with less than 2 times per week consumption. And also that raw garlic may reduce the lung cancer risk among both never smokers as well as ever smokers. We do not promote eating raw garlic as a replacement for smoking cessation. However, we do think that in former smokers, it would enhance the protective effect against lung cancer. So we promote raw garlic consumption. Now, how is that raw garlic is able to produce so much protective effects is because of the various mechanisms that it has to prevent cancer. So the yellow boxes represent the processes that can lead to cancer, and the blue boxes represent how garlic and its bioactive compounds block the processes that can lead to cancer. So it inhibits cancer initiation by suppressing DNA ducts and DNA adducts and altering carcinogen metabolism, and inhibits cancer promotion by promoting apoptosis and cell cycle arrest, and also inhibits cell cycle growth through angiogenesis inhibition as well as histone acetylation modification. Others are antioxidant activity and inflammatory activity and immune modulation. So the strengths of the study are in the design, whereby selecting incident cases and random community controls, and there was a high participant response rate, and the study personnel used structured questionnaires to conduct interviews. Among the limitations, the major limitation was the sample size, which was relatively small. However, we were able to replicate the associations as seen in the previous two studies, but also saw a significant association in the less than 2 times per week raw garlic consumption group. There is still a potential for selection bias and recall bias, and cooked garlic was not assessed as part of the study. In conclusion, raw garlic consumption may provide substantial protection against lung cancer. Garlic and garlic-derived organosulfur compounds show great promise for lung cancer chemo prevention as well as chemotherapy. And further studies among different populations with larger study samples are required to confirm our observations. These are our study co-authors. Dr. Givino is present in the audience today, and Dr. Mu is our corresponding author. We have authors from UCLA and as well as from China. So I'll end my talk with this slide, which shows various beneficial properties of garlic, and garlic might be called a future rediscovered panacea with all the properties that it has. Thank you.
So we actually have about 5 minutes for questions, so if anyone has a question, please feel free.
So one of the limitations, I'm sorry, the question was, what was the dose of garlic that we used in this study? One of the limitations of the study was that we did not assess the quantity of raw garlic intake. So we cannot comment on the association with the dose of garlic. However, the previous study, which looked at raw garlic intake in lung cancer, they mentioned that when they looked at this association with the quantity of raw garlic, the association remained the same. It did not change. So we expect our results will be the same even if we used the quantity as a variable. The WHO says that the recommended dose is 5 grams of raw garlic per day. I mean, actually 5 grams of fresh garlic per day. Go ahead.
I have 2 questions. One is, can you control for salt intake? And the other question is, if you look into the habits of people who are consuming large amounts of garlic, might be using mint?
I'm sorry, what? Mint. Okay. So the question was whether we control for salt intake as well as consumption of mints. Okay. So the mints to suppress garlic breath. Okay. So unfortunately, we did not assess our kind of control for salt intake. However, in our study as well as the previous studies, it was found that none of the other dietary components modified the association significantly to deviate from the current observed results. With our analysis, we found only a few factors that would change the association from the crude to the adjusted. So we did not adjust for salt intake. But that's a good point to know. Any other questions? Please go ahead. I'm sorry, can you please repeat it?
Does salt have a role in the progression of lung cancer?
So, as I explained in the mechanisms, it has properties that block cancer promotion, initiation, as well as cancer cell growth. So, specifically for lung cancer, there was one study which shows that which conducted the experiment with garlic organosulfur compounds among lung cancer cells and normal lung cells, and it showed that garlic specifically reduced DNA adducts or formation of DNA adducts and promoted apoptosis in lung cancer cells but not in normal cells. So in that way, garlic is different than other chemotherapeutic agents in that it specifically acts on cancer cells. That is very, useful property of garlic. Sorry, go ahead. So the question was, how did we follow up on the consumption of garlic? When did they take during the time of the day? Or like how many times did they eat during the day? So the assessment was based on frequency per week. So if they ate one time, two times, more than two times per week. In this study, we did not assess the quantity, but the only assessment was, do you eat raw garlic? And the choices for the participant was to no, or like less than two times a week, more than equal to two times a week, or we don't know. And there was no follow-up on like if they ate on one day two times, or two times per week, or like that. Any other questions?
We're actually out of time, so that was the last question. Another round of applause for Josh.
Thank you very much for your attention.